Hey, 1 week from tonight, next Friday night, Tennille Towns brings the side A and B tour to the Coors Event Center in Saskatoon with special guest Nate Haller. That tour stops in Vancouver tonight, where Nate joins us on the phone from this afternoon. Hey, Nate.
Hey, how are you?
Good, man. Just a few hours from showtime in Vancouver tonight. How excited are you to get this tour going?
I'm so excited, man. The fact that Tennille invited me out was mind-blowing to me. I've been a huge fan of hers for years, and her show's incredible. So I'm excited for show number one tonight. It's a nice day in Vancouver,
make sure you bring your parka by the time, you know, we have a good day here today too, Nate, but by the time you guys get here in a week from now, it doesn't sound like it's going to be too pretty, so pack the parka, okay?
I heard it might be a little chilly. I actually bought a new coat especially for this, so I'm ready to go.
That's a smart move, man, smart move. I'll tell you what, over the last couple of years, we're going to get to the tour and some of your music here in just a bit. Over the last couple of years, though, we got to know Nate Haller music. But let's go back earlier, as you're cutting your teeth in the music business. What made you want to get into the music business and maybe some of your influences?
Yeah, I actually kind of had a weird start. I went to this concert, and it was this Australian guy named Xavier Rudd, and he was playing like all these didgeridoos and all these weird instruments, and I was just obsessed with like the energy in the room. I hadn't really been to too many concerts at that point. Where I actually knew what was going on, where I was old enough to know what was going on. I was about 14 or 15, I think. And I just got obsessed with that energy. And at that moment, I literally told my parents, like, I'm doing music thing full time. So that was a long time ago. So that's how I kind of got into it. And then I started playing through just people I met randomly, not through music. I started playing guitar for Kira Isabella. This guy, Zubin Thacker, who's actually on the road with me today, which is pretty wild. But I started playing guitar for her and went on the road with her. And first tour I did with her was like Terry Clark tour, opening for Terry. And I kind of, during high school, I got really obsessed with music. And now I get to do a solo project. So it's been really exciting.
Yeah, that's great. We're going to talk about that album here in, the debut album producing, three top 20 hits. So one of them went to top 10, Lightning in a Bottle. Do you remember where you were the first time you heard your song on radio?
I think I heard it for the first time in my hometown. I'm from Waterloo. So I think that was one of the first times I heard it. And then I just remember I released music during the pandemic, which was a pretty strange time for everyone. But I remember I went in London, Ontario, somewhere, and James Barker Band invited me to do Lightning acoustic on stage with them. And that was the first time I heard people sing it back to me, because it had been on the radio. And that was just like the greatest moment ever. It was a crazy moment. So that was a memorable time.
Yeah, and crazy timing, getting back to the pandemic. It's hard to, to break into the music business in general, leave the pandemic completely out of it. Your timing just kind of crossed paths with the pandemic. So you're trying to get that music out, you're trying to play gigs, but you can't. That's got to be a tough road.
It was a lot of Zoom calls and phoners and all sorts of stuff. And honestly, I was playing guitar with the Reckless, and right before the pandemic, for a few years there, I was playing with them, and everything stopped. And it honestly gave me a weird window where I didn't have anything going on. Everyone was just at home, and I happened to live with Stu from the Reckless and our music producer Callum, and we just started working on my project a lot more, and I focused in on it. So kind of happened in a strange way, but I'm glad it did.
And now, being a relative newcomer on the Canadian country music scene, you have the Reckless joining you on music. You have Brett Kissel joining you on some of your music as well. That's got to be cool, huh?
Yeah, I feel really grateful that they're down to be a part of it, honestly. As I say, I've been kind of doing it from the shadows. I love being a guitar player, but for years. So I know who these people are and coming up. So for them to be a part of my music is honestly really incredible.
So as you embark on the Tennille Towns tour, is this your first, I know you've played the Calgary Stampede in the past, is this your first real chance to get out to play? Because for those who don't know, Nate's from Ontario. Is this your first chance to get out and really play for a lot of your Western Canadian fans?
Yeah, I think I did a couple festivals during the summer, but for the most part, like this is my first like tour where we're hitting a bunch of cities and out this way. So yeah, it's going to be a good time.
Now being a songwriter yourself, you mentioned it's pretty cool to get the call from Tennille Towns. Of course, she's an incredible songwriting talent. Obviously, as you know, you're not just on the road with a singer. You know, she's an incredible songwriter. You learning any tips from her as you head down the road?
Honestly, every night that I get to watch her, it's just been because I was on the Ontario leg of a slightly different tour that she had, and watching it every night, I learned something new. She's such a pro. Her vocals are insane. Her songwriting's unbelievable. So I'm lucky I get to check it out every night.
Tennille Towns Side A and B Tour is at the Coors Event Center in Saskatoon 1 week from tonight with special guest Nate Holler. They're playing Vancouver tonight, working their way east to Saskatoon next Friday night. Nate, all the best in the tour. Can't wait to see you perform next Friday night here in the Bridge City.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for everything, and we'll see you on Friday.